KSRA Radio Network.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads?
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
And yes, groovy guys and groovy gals, it is what you've been waiting all week for. It's another dose of Wings Callahan and Hot Rod Radio USA right here on your favorite station. Well, this week will be another monumental program. They all are. And so I hope you're ready to rock the garage, get smart, brag about your cars, and power shift in unison, okay? Let's rock and roll. Funicello, dirty hands, greasy fingernails, and I like how she talks about that dirty place where the rotters hang out, Dragon USA. Oh, here's Bill Haley.
R-O-C-K-Rock.
roots and rock and roll. There's something poetic about that. Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio, USA.
Excited as I could be, because the DJ said, now if you think that's merit, then buddy, you're as wrong as me. He said there's some new kid with a good guitar, come from down in Alabama, hasn't any name on his record label, just call him the Guitar Man. Play guitar.
Mike Wagner and the Bots, Guitar Man on Hot Rod Radio USA with Wings Callahan right here playing your favorites on your favorite station and reminding you to buy United States Savings Bonds. Now, how was your week? I hope it was really, really good. This weekend, we're celebrating the birth of the 1932 Ford V8. Yes, the flathead was introduced this weekend back in 1932. I got a story about it, and we'll get into that in just a flash. Yeah. But now let's go to Florida, okay?
Well, she comes from Tallahassee. Woo! She got a hi-fi chassis. Woo! Maybe looks a little sassy. Woo! But to me, she's real classy. Woo! Yeah, my Tallahassee lassie. Rock the bunny hop.
Come on, baby. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon on Hot Rod Radio USA. This portion brought to you by Inland Empire Driveline for drive shafts that make a difference. Yes, IEDLS.com is their website, and these guys invented how to measure your drive shaft, you know, and do a mail order thing. No muss, no fuss. 30 years experience. You take three measurements, make one phone call. It's on its way back to you like in 48 hours. It's guaranteed to fit. Affordable, made in the USA, and a toll-free number. Now, how cool and easy is that? You can get on their website. Again, it's IEDLS.com or call them toll-free. Cool toll-free number, 800-800-0109. Robert, Jeff, or Rocky can help you. Inland Empire Driveline. Again, it's 800-800-0109. And then you can get them made out of steel, aluminum, carbon fiber. What do you want? Inland Empire Driveline for drive shafts that make a difference. And, of course, the official drive shaft company of... All right, why didn't it work? Let's try it again. The official drive shaft company of...
Hot Rod Radio USA.
That's right, it is. That's right. IEDLS.com. And now we're going to rock till midnight and beyond. Here's the Honey Drippers. great song. Ooh, yeah, on Hot Rod Radio USA. Well, like I mentioned, it was this weekend back in 1932 that Ford finally released its flathead V8 engine. And I'll give you a little background about that. The four-cylinder engines that were available in the Model A Fords were losing ground, both in horsepower and sales, to the Chevy 6. So it was Ford's intent to get ahead of its competitors by leaping to an eight-cylinder engine. Ford's ambition was to mass-produce an affordable, single-casting block designed V8 would prove to be quite a challenge for his engineers. After months of trial and error, carried out by as many as four separate design teams, a workable design continued to elude Ford. They had as much as 50% scrap rate. Getting consistent quality castings was a real problem. In fact, they had to invent casting techniques to make the block all in one piece because the V8s at the time actually were separate blocks. They had a couple of blocks that came up with a 299 cubic inch and a 233 cubic inch. Had exhaust valves in the block with a flathead design. In June of 1931, after months of trial, error, and refinement, four prototype flathead V8s were installed at a modified Model A for research and testing. At the same time, engineers were enhancing the four-cylinder in an effort to increase its horsepower for what had previously been offered in the Model A. An upgraded chassis and frame had been designed that would accept the planned flathead V8 as well as the new refined four-cylinder. But as the last 1931 Model A came off the assembly line, final decisions regarding what direction the proposed Model B were yet to be made. That's why the car was late in coming out. While Henry Ford was primarily concerned about the development of his new flathead V8, he left much of the decisions regarding styling and development of the 32 model to his son Edsel. They came up with it, making it look like the Lincoln. That's why the 32 Ford V8... The only year the Ford looked the way it did, the Deuce, and the first year of the V8 has become the kind of the epitome of hot rodding. So a little background about that and a song about the Ford V8 with Honey Boy Allen coming up right here on Hot Rod Radio USA.
On this clock, we gonna ride all around, all about in this town. It's got a mile of dark muffle in it, tank of gas. Baby, I believe we'll be riding in class. It's a real fine car and it's never late. Babe, I'm talking about my new Ford V8. We gonna move on down, all about in that town. Ford V8. We gonna move on down, all about in that town. It got power stand and power brakes. I'm telling you, baby, got all it takes. It's real fast car just for twice that date. Just you and me, baby, and that Ford V8. We gonna have some fun, cause baby, you's the one.
It's late,
it's late,
we gotta get on home.
It's late,
we've been gone too long, too bad,
too bad.
We should've checked our time,
can't phone,
we done spent every dime. It's late. We're about to run out of gas. It's late.
It's late.
We gotta get home fast. Can't speed.
Can't speed.
We're in a slowdown zone. Now, baby, look at that clock. Why can't it be wrong? If we could have left home at a quarter to nine, would have had fun and plenty of kind. We got started just a little bit late. Hope this won't be our last day. Look up. Is that the moon we see? Can't be.
Can't be.
Looks like the sun to me. Yeah, it's late.
It's late.
I hate to face you, Daddy.
Too bad.
I know he's gonna be mad.
It's late.
It's late. We gotta get on home. It's late.
It's late.
We've been gone too long.
It's late.
We're about to run out of gas.
It's late.
It's late. We gotta get home fast.
Can't speed.
We're in a slowdown zone. Now, baby, look at that clock. Why can't it be wrong? If we could have left home at a quarter to nine, would have had fun and plenty of kind. We got started just a little bit late. Hope this won't be our last day.
Look up.
Is that the moon we see?
Can't be.
Looks like the sun to me, yeah,
it's late.
It's late. I hate to face you, Daddy,
too bad.
I know he's gonna be mad,
it's late.
It's late. We gotta get on home,
it's late.
It's late. We've been gone too long.
It's late. To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move out.
Visit to the Batcave with Batman and Robin. This is Hot Rod Radio USA. We're trying to see if we can get Alfred to wax the Batmobile. I'm Wings Callahan. Stick around. We'll be right back.